Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As you guys see from the title, today we're talking about, are you ready for marriage? Okay, we're jumping right into it. We're getting straight to it. I almost named this Mastering Matching Pajamas because y'all know Christmas is 3 weeks away. And a match of pajamas be having y'all in a chokehold. Like, y'all really be bitter over it. So I'm excited for today's word. This is part two of our four-part roof series. And I'm so excited to jump into it and share with you guys the three things that God showed me in the book of Ruth, chapter 2. So grab your journals and let's get into it. So the subtitle of Ruth chapter 2 is Ruth meets Boaz in the grain field. And everybody know the story of Ruth and Boaz because everybody talk about they want to find a Boaz, they rich, healthy, wealthy man. But in today's word, God is really showing the instructions or the guide for a godly wife. So Ruth chapter 2 verse 1, it starts off by saying that Naomi had a relative on her husband's side who had standing. He was a man of standing. And when I looked up the definition of a man of standing, that means a man of status. That means he was wealthy, okay? He had the bag secured. So that's why they considered him a man of standing. And he was a relative to Ruth on her husband's side. So chapter 2 is coming in with a bang. It's letting us know from the beginning that Naomi got a relative and he got money, okay? That's what it's starting off with in chapter 2. So chapter 2 is my type of chapter because skip the small talk, let's get to the big stuff. So it started off with letting us know that Boaz was a man of standing, which means he stand on business, okay? So then when you continue to read Ruth chapter 2, it says, and Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor. Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. Then it talks about how Ruth did exactly what she said she was going to do. She went and she began to work in the field, and she actually got a good reputation for being a good worker. So then verse 5 says that Boaz saw Ruth, noticed her working in his field, and said, who does that young woman belong to? The overseer then began to tell Boaz all about Ruth and how she's such a good worker. She's always on time. She come and handle business. She make money, her body tea. Like, the overseer was basically just letting Boaz know that Ruth was that girl. But then in verse 8 it says, Boaz said to Ruth, my daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you, period, daddy. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled. We love a man with a plan, okay? He came in standing on business. Now we know why he got that reputation. Because when he speak, he got something to say. Then verse 10 says, at this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner? Verse 11 says, Boaz replied, I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you have left your father and mother in your homeland and came to live with the people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wing you have come to take refuge. Verse 13 says, may I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord. She said, you have put me at ease by speaking kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servants. Verse 14, at mealtime, Boaz said to her, come over here and have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar. What God allowed to stand out to me in Ruth chapter 2 is that Ruth chapter 2 started off with Ruth saying, I'm going to go work in the field. And Naomi said to her, go ahead, my daughter. So she was taking instructions from Naomi. Now, as we continue to read Ruth chapter 2, she's taking instructions from Boaz. And what God allowed to stand out to me was that Ruth was hearing from the head and the husband. That Naomi was the person that was over Ruth at this time, because remember, she clung to Naomi. So this is the person that led her to this land. So in this scripture, a reflection of God would be Naomi. God leads us to different lands and different seasons and different chapters of our life. And when we go to those new chapters or when we enter new seasons, we are to take everything that we want to do to God and see if that's in his will for us. So when Ruth entered this new land, when Ruth entered this new territory, she said to Naomi, I'm going to go work in the field. And Naomi said, go ahead, my daughter. So that's a perfect example of God giving us instructions on what to do in new seasons, instructions on what to do in new territories. But when it comes to matching pajamas, when it comes to finding your Boaz, God is saying today, do you have the ear to hear from the head and the husband? Because not only did Ruth have to hear from Naomi and follow the instructions that Naomi gave her, but now she's also receiving instructions from Boaz. So the first thing that God allowed to stand out to me in Ruth chapter 2, when it comes down to you being ready for marriage, is that you have to be able to hear from the head and the husband. The first thing that Boaz said to Ruth is, listen to me. Now, me personally, I probably would have been like, I don't even know you like that, honestly. But Ruth had such a servant posture. Ruth was so in alignment and in position that she immediately listened to what Boaz had to say to her because she was familiar with following instructions because she followed instructions from Naomi. And what God is showing us today, that when it comes to anything that God has called you to, the first thing you must do is follow instructions, especially when it comes to a relationship or marriage. We love talking about finding our Boaz. We love talking about marriage. We love talking about waiting on the man or having the man that God has for you. And God is saying today, can you follow instructions? Not just from the head, but also from the husband. If you're a woman watching this, can you follow instructions? Ruth followed instructions from Naomi. And then once she followed those instructions, that led her to Boaz. But guess what? She had to follow instructions from him too. What God also allowed to stand out to me is that Boaz noticed Ruth while she was following the instructions that Naomi gave her. And a lot of you guys are always talking about, okay, I'm praying and I'm waiting for the man that God has for me. I'm praying and I'm waiting for a kingdom marriage. Are you following the last instructions that God gave you? Because Boaz noticed Ruth because she was doing what Naomi had told her to do. So the first thing that God allowed to stand out to me in Ruth in chapter 2, and the topic of, are you ready for marriage, or are you ready for your Boaz, or are you ready to master matching pajamas, is, are you good at hearing the head and the husband? Can you follow the instructions that God has released and told you, and then wait for him to reveal the significant other that he has for you? But when he reveals that significant other, can you also follow the instructions that they give you? This is a word for my women. If you're a man that's watching this, do you have enough clarity and discernment to hear from God to know the instructions that he's speaking to you to speak to your helpmate? God is saying today, can you hear the head and the husband? Because a lot of times what happened is, and y'all, I've seen this time and time and time and time again. Y'all know I always do 30 days of praying for our husbands, or 30 days for praying for your future husband if you're not married. And what happens is women will begin to pray for their husband and pray for marriage. And then when a man comes in their life, they forget about God. They can't hear the instructions of the head and the husband. They begin to make the husband their idol. They begin to make the husband their head. And God is saying today, are you ready for marriage? Do you have enough discipline to hear the head and the husband? Because the only reason why Boaz noticed Ruth is because she followed the instructions of Naomi. The second thing that God allowed to stand out to me in Ruth chapter 2 is verse 19, where it says, then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz, she said. And this caught me off guard, because in Ruth chapter 1 verse 1, it started off with saying, now Naomi had a relative on her husband's side, a man of standing whose name was Boaz. But then in verse 19, it says that Ruth told Naomi, the name of the man I work with today is Boaz. So God allowed me to see that even though Naomi knew she had a relative named Boaz that was from that part of town, she never told Ruth. And that's a significant thing to notice, because that shows that Ruth was not following Naomi's instructions hoping that she would run into Boaz, because she didn't know about Boaz. It says in verse 19, she told Naomi Boaz's name, meaning that Naomi had never told Ruth about Boaz, meaning that Ruth did not enter the field and become a good worker because she was trying to impress a man. And that's what happens a lot of times in today's generation. A lot of time women only want to follow the instructions of God because they want a man. man of God. God, tell me what I got to do to get a husband. God, tell me what I got to do to get kingdom marriage. God, tell me what I got to do to get a man that's a praying man and a man that's going to love me like Boaz chose Ruth. God, tell me what I got to do. And God is saying today, you need to have a heart check. Are you ready for marriage? Let's do a heart check. Are you only willing to follow the instructions of a head because you want a husband? Are you only willing to walk in your purpose because you want a partner? Or do you really have a heart for God and you're willing to listen to the instructions that the head gives to you without knowing that the husband is watching? God is saying today, I need to do a heart check, because a lot of times my children come to me and they pray for marriage and their heart is not in the right place. You only want to walk in purpose because you want a partner. You only want me to give you instructions because you crave an intimacy from a man. But I want your heart to be so devoted in me. I want you to be so grounded in my will and my plan for your life that you go out and you work in the field without knowing that Boaz is watching the whole time. Are you ready for marriage? Let's do a heart check. Then when you continue to read, verse 20 says, "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead." She added, "That man is our close relative. He is one of our garden redeemers." That's when she finally told Ruth about Boaz. Ruth was following the instructions that Naomi had given her because her heart was for the head and not simply because she wanted a husband. She cared about Naomi's instructions even when it seemed like Naomi didn't have anything to give to her. When's the last time you did something that God told you to do without knowing whether or not there would be a reward? Or do you always follow the instructions of God waiting to receive something back? Ruth's heart was committed to Naomi, and that's why she followed the instructions. Because she followed the instructions of her head, that led to her husband. And God is using me today to tell you to do a heart check. Are you doing everything that God is telling you to do simply because you want to be married, simply because you want a husband, or simply because you want a wife? Or do you have a heart that's truly after God and his will for your life? Are you ready for marriage? The third thing that God allowed to stand out to me in Ruth chapter 2 in regards to being ready for marriage and mastering matching pajamas is verse 21 through 23. It talks about how Ruth began to tell Naomi everything that Boaz said. So it said, "Then Ruth the Moabite said, 'He even said to me, stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain.' Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, 'It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with the women who work for him, because in someone else's field you might be harmed.' So Ruth stayed close to the women of Boaz to glean until the barley and the wheat harvest were finished, and she lived with her mother-in-law." And what God allowed to stand out to me is that now Ruth was following the instructions of Naomi. So all throughout Ruth chapter 2, Ruth is following instructions. It starts off with her following instructions from Naomi and beginning to work in the field. Then Boaz steps in and he gives her instructions while she's in the field. And then when she goes back home to tell Naomi about it, Naomi gives her more instructions. All throughout Ruth chapter 2, Ruth is being a helpmate and following through with the instructions that she's giving. The instructions of the head and the instructions of the husband. And today God is saying, can I trust you enough to follow my instructions and also follow the instructions of the man that I'm going to place in your life? Or will you begin to idolize the husband and forget that I'm still your head? God is saying today, will you get the man and go missing? Or can I trust you to still come back to me with the thing that I have given you and allow me to instruct you on what to do next with that thing? When Ruth was working in the field and Boaz gave her instructions, Naomi took the instructions from her future husband back to her head. And this is the guide for godly wives. God is saying today, when I bless you with a significant other, I need you to come back to me and run by me everything that this significant other is saying to you so that I can release to you the next instructions. And then when he gives you instructions, I want you to be a helpmate and listen to what your husband is saying to you, but then bring it back to your head to see what instructions I have for you next. It's God, guy, repeat. And a lot of times when women pray for kingdom marriages, when women pray for kingdom spouses, this is the part of the equation that they leave out, is whether or not they're good with following the instructions. Because a lot of times when God gives instructions, if we don't see fruit immediately, we don't want to do the instructions anymore. And God is saying today, I'm going to check your heart. When it comes to matching pajamas, I know you've been praying for somebody to spend the holidays with, and I know you want to be in matching pajamas, but are you really ready for marriage? Are you really ready to follow the instructions that I give you and then follow the instructions that that man gives you and then come back to me and get some more instructions? Or will you go missing when you get the man? Can God trust you to be a good steward of love and to still listen to him when he releases love in your life? Or will you go ghost as soon as he gives you the thing that you're praying for? Are you ready for marriage? God said, you're asking me for a match made in heaven, but I'm afraid that when I give you this man, you might go missing. Can I trust you to still listen to me when I release love in your life? Can you listen to the head and the husband? Are you doing a heart check to make sure that your heart is really rooted in me and you're not just trying to see what you can get from me? Are you ready to be a helpmate and to take instructions from me while taking instructions for that man? Because whether you know it or not, marriage is another thing that's added onto your plate. Marriage is another burden that you must carry. Yes, it's a blessing, but it's also a burden, because to whom much is given, much is required. So God is saying today, you asking me for a match made in heaven, but can I trust you not to go missing when I give it to you? Can you listen to the instructions of the head and the husband? And that's today's seed, the match made seed, because you're praying and you're asking for God for a match made in heaven when it comes to the holiday season. But God said, I want to make sure your heart is in the right place, because when I give you this man, it's going to come with instructions, but I don't need you to neglect the instructions that I'm going to give you. So can I trust you to take the match that I'm making in heaven, or will you go missing when you get it? And you can sow the match made seed to $TheChristianBay or PayPal ZellTheChristianBay @gmail.com. Match made in heaven. God said, can I trust you with it, or will you go missing as soon as you get it? Because Ruth showed that she was a good steward and she was a good listener, because she started off by listening to the instructions of Naomi, and then she went and listened to the instructions of Boaz. But when she listened to the instructions of Boaz, she didn't turn her back and start acting funny to Naomi. She went back to Naomi, which was her head, and let her head know what was going on in this new season that her head has brought her to. And God is saying today, I don't have a problem giving you the match made in heaven, as long as you don't go missing when you get it. Are you really ready for marriage? Are you really ready for marriage or a match made in heaven? Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to be on this podcast. Thank you for this match made in heaven, master and matching pajamas word, Father God. Thank you for opening the eyes of those who feel like they are ready for marriage and allowing them to see a blueprint for what it looks like to walk in the blessing of marriage, Father God, to be disciplined and listen to your instructions as well as the instructions of a husband, Father God, to continue to press into your presence while being present for the person that you have blessed us with, Father God. I ask that each person under the sound of my voice shifts their perspective to see how important it is to not just only be rooted in their marriage, but to continue to be rooted in you, Father God. Today we sow the match made in heaven seed, and the seed is going to display the promise to you that's being made, to show the importance of staying committed and grounded in the head of our life, which is you, while also being present for our husbands, Father God. Today I pray over those who are already married, that they continue to be disciplined with tapping and pressing into your presence, and that they don't go missing with the person that you have blessed them with, but that they continue to tap into the presence of their provider and their father, Father God. Allow us to continue to be consistent with seeking you for clarity, seeking you for instructions, while also showing up for the person that you have blessed us with, Father God. God, I also want to pray over everyone that's single under the sound of my voice, that they use this season to get working on the purpose and the plan that they have for your life, not because they're waiting on a person, but because they are purpose-driven, Father God. Allow them to learn how to be good stewards of instructions. Learn how to follow your instructions word by word and step by step, so that when you bless them with a husband, that they can follow the instructions of their husband, because they have already picked up that skill and mastered it during their intimate alone season with you, Father God. Today we sow the match made seed, because we know that you make matches in heaven, Father God, but we also sow it as a sign that we will not go missing when you give us the blessing that's attached to our name, Father God. I pray over myself and all of the other married women, Father God, that we continue to be good stewards of the blessing that you have given us with the ministry of marriage, because it is your most important ministry. And I pray for my single babes to continue to show up and walk in their purpose, because little do they know, their person is only gonna find them when they're in their purpose, Father God. So I pray purpose, I pray discipline, I pray clarity, and I pray discernment over each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God. We thank you for instructions, and we thank you for our husbands having instructions that come directly from you, Father God. And I thank you for the single women following the instructions and growing deeper in their intimacy with you until you bring the individual that you have for them, Father God. We love you and we thank you for this series of Ruth as we grow deeper in our spiritual and emotional walk with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bae TV and Podcast. Are you ready for marriage? You praying for matching pajamas? You bitter because you see people online? But ask yourself, are you truly ready? How consistent are you with the last instructions that God gave you? Are you showing up as the person he has called you to be? Or are you too busy worried about him bringing another person? God is saying, you praying for another person, but you're not even who you need to be yet. You're not even in your purpose yet. You're not even showing up as who I have called you to be, but you asking me to bring somebody else in. If God brings a person in your life and you're not the person that he has called you to be, you will be unequally yoked when you do step into that person because then you'll be a new creature. So God said, I need you to be the version of you that I've called you to be. And that's why you need to follow instructions from the head, and then I'll have no problem sending in the husband with his instructions. Ruth started off by listening to Naomi, then she listened to Boaz, and then she listened to Naomi until Boaz was her husband. Don't get the man that God is blessing you with and go missing. God will trust you with the person when you consistently walk in your purpose. I love you guys so much. The information to sow the match made seed will be in the description, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow for Ruth chapter 3. Bye.